Tiny Happen Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And joining us right now is John Stadmiller, founder, organizer, the boss, fellow radio host here at RBN. And John, the reason I wanted to have you here on the show, we have been talking for a couple of weeks about the RBN fundraiser, and I thought it would be enlightening for our listeners to hear right from your own mouth exactly what the plan is, how RBN is going to grow, how that money is going to be invested in RBN. So what's the current story here about where we're going?
I was waiting for you to say out of the horse's mouth.
Well, I thought about it for about a fifth of a second, and then I said, nah, this is the guy who can pull the wire on my microphone anytime he feels like it.
Okay, Wilbur. At any rate, things are, gosh, how can I say, and what's a comparative basis being in the middle of a damn depression? You and I are not old enough to remember the last depression, but we're in the middle of one right now. So having said that, RBN, as you said, is still in its pledge drive. We earmarked $40,000. We need... Mike, we've got computers in here that I swear I can hear them wheeze. They're, I mean, we've got...
Those are the ones with those glass tubes in the back that glow red when you turn it on, right?
Well, yeah. And then get all funky and lose its programming and do all that stuff. One day, I walked in here. It was a Monday or two ago. And the archive computer decided it was going to give up the ghost. And that's not a good thing because there was like 4 or 5 years of programming archived on that thing. Now, we do have servers. I mean, we're not complete idiots. We do have servers out in California as backup. But we had to download all those back into the archives. And these were personal computers, Mike, that are designed to last maybe 3-4 years, maybe five under normal use. But these had been plugging along 24/7 on 24 hours a day for more than 5 years.
Yes.
So, you know, we're rebuilding computers. We're doing the rack mounts, the heavy-duty stuff, and the heat sinks and the multi-fans. And, well, you computer geeks out there know what I'm saying. The enemy of computers is age and heat and dust. But we have a bunch of this stuff to replace. We've been spitting chewing gum in it for so long that the time has come to start replacing some of this antiquated stuff. And some of the speeds on these computers, I don't even like to think about it. It's like the Stone Age. It's like Fred Flintstone. So there are things we have to do in the network to do the upgrades just to keep it running. Now, I have been told, I don't know if this is true, Mike, but I've been told that we do the best production in alternative media. Now, you've been around a little bit. You've been here and you've been there, and you know, we try our darndest with the personnel that we have. They're trained up. They're very knowledgeable. They're nice people, like Crystal running your show today. Nice
yes.
people. But nice people, no matter how much niceness they got, can't make a soundboard or a computer work any better than it's capable of doing. So, point being, we're maximizing every single dollar we get into this network to keep running. And we are continually expanding. Now, slight contraction, and then expansion. Well, as long as it's two steps forward and not three back, I can live with that. But we're at the point right now, heading into probably one of the darkest, dankest periods of American history. And it's not going to be hard to do because we've only been around for, what, 235 years?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, heading into the darkest, dankest, most explosive, politically unstable, economically ruined period of history for our country, things like this are a literal gem. And I'm not, and you know me, Mike, I'm not a braggart. I don't like, I don't even really like accolades. Hey, attaboy, Johnny, good job. I don't even like
okay,
that.
Okay, John, we got to take a break for commercials. You know the show clock as well as I do. We'll be right back with John Stadmiller after these words from our sponsors.
There are are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with John Stadmiller, the founder, leader of Republic Broadcasting Network, talking about growth and expansion. And just to comment on what you were saying about this being consumer-level equipment that we're doing all of this on, and it's certainly true out here, I have 3 computers that run during the production, and the between planned obsolescence and the fact that this stuff is designed to quit working after just a few years so that you have to go out and buy a new one. It's complicated because I'm in a hot, very humid climate. There's a lot of salt air because I'm on an island. And, yeah, it's a real problem. I've been through 2 different mixers since I signed on with RBN here. And it is very difficult. And it comes down to having the resources to do the job we need to do. And as I keep telling my audience, RBN, we're not getting any government grants. We're not being funded by some foundation with a hidden agenda that's attached to the money. We're a network for the American people, and we really need the American people to help us basically try and get the government to call off trying to solve this economic mess with a nuclear war.
Well, and very interesting. I was almost late coming on air. By the way, I'm sitting in my usual seat to do my own program, and I'm not used to being a guest on sitting in this environment. And I said to my producer during the break, I said, I'd forgotten. I'm not doing my own show. and I'm not paying attention to bumper music. I'm just keeping talking.
Now I'll remind you. Okay. Don't worry, John. I'll hold you to the clock.
Well, and I was just saying that before I jumped on air with you, the guy from Texas, NFIB, National Federation of Independent Businesses, there's over 1 million members in this country. Now, these are the people that stop in to see me, to let me know what's going on. He just popped in here and told me, he said, look, he said, we recognize what the problem is. And I said, what's that? He says, we're running in so many different states, 150 different representatives, and I'm just sitting here looking at him and smiling and nodding politely. And I go, yeah, well, what you're leaning on, and he was literally leaning on a copy of the executive order of the bankruptcy of 1933. And I said, you know, if you're going to take these starry-eyed newbie politicians or wannabes and throw them into office, you know what happens. It's a meat grinder. And I pointed this poster out to him, and he looked at me, and he says, oh, we know. We know the bankruptcy of the country. We know about the Administrative Procedures Act. We know how this government has been shifted away from representing us to representing them. We are fully aware. These are 1 million business owners nationwide that are now suffering in this economic condition. It's tough for people out there, individuals that want to go to work or work for somebody else. Try running your own business. There's 1 million business owners right now in CONUS, Continental United States, that understand what the problems are. But they've got no voice in Washington, even though they're 1 million strong. So the fix is in. But more and more people, Mike, and we're reaching these people, we're giving them the information, they're taking it back to their people. There is literally a reconstruction of people's thoughts and how they're perceiving things. See, part of the problem we've always had, Mike, and you do this 3 hours a day, and you inform people, you tell people, you talk to them, you chide them, you beg them, you inform them. And where does that information go? It doesn't get plugged into anything substantive. Now it is. This is what this network is all about, networking with other people to make sure that they understand what's really going on and what they're working with. Don't try to make a Da Vinci masterpiece using watercolors. It ain't going to work. Only the qualified, well-informed electorate, I've said this before, is going to make any political difference in this country whatsoever. Any.
Well, we're basically in the worst economic disaster in the nation's history. Leading economists are saying we've already gone way beyond the depression of the 1930s. And again, the U.S. government has a history. Every time they get backed into a financial corner because of this pyramid scheme banking system that we're all enslaved to, they get out of it or distract from it with a world war. Crash of 1907, solve the problem with World War One.
Yep.
Crash of 1929, World War Two. Crash of 2008, we've already invaded 10 countries on 2 continents. Technically, it's a world war. We're just waiting for the big bang that the history books will say, aha, that was the start of big mistake number 3. And again, the fact that these money junkies are willing to risk and lose millions of lives of Americans and others around the world, willing to risk open nuclear war, they've got their little bunkers already built and everything, really reveals the heart of evil that has taken over the government and financial system of this country. These are sociopathic people that have created themselves a government while pretending to still represent the American people in democracy. And this is why it's such a dangerous, dangerous time. And again, after all these years of Republic Broadcasting trying to get the message out, we are having an impact. We know that the general population is becoming aware of what's going on. The problem is there is this invisible barrier between the American people and what they know and what the government is talking about. The government is basically trading in illusions and beliefs. They're not interested in hearing what's really going on out here. In many ways, they display an alarming disconnect from the reality of life out here.
Well, and Michael, you said something that really struck a chord, because there is a gap between reality and people's perception. So what fills that gap? What bridges that gap? That's communications. That's what we do. And we're not as big as we need to be. My God, in heaven, we should be on 500 radio stations across this country. People are hurting. They don't know why. Mm-hmm. But they're ready to listen.
They're ready to listen.
Yes, they are. But evidently, they're not ready yet. We went through a cycle here with Ron Paul. The man had his flaws, but he was a constitutionalist. He wouldn't do anything. And I think he carried his Hippocratic oath as being a doctor into his political office, first do no harm. When he was in office, he never voted for a bill or proposed anything that was outside the constraints, the restrictions of the Constitution. And people looked at him as if, yeah, okay, who's this guy? And he's talking about the Constitution. Well, that sounds good. They had no basis of knowledge to connect to what the man was saying. Otherwise, people would be told, they would have torn these, oh God, the system is so corrupt. They would have been in there at the voting booths. They would have been demanding that this man be on the ballot because he had enough electoral votes to be at least have a shot at the Republican National Convention.
There's no question he got cheated. He got robbed. The Republican National Committee was changing the rules. They were playing dirty. They were changing delegates at the last minute.
Yeah.
I think Ron Paul, had this been an honest, fair primary system, Ron Paul would be the candidate, and Obama would be looking at, you know, polishing up his resume end of the year.
Yeah, well, even, Mike, if he did not get the nomination for the Republican Party, he has been about the same thing we have been, trying to explain to people what form of government that we have, how it's gone awry, and what needs to be done to fix it. One of the biggies, and I didn't want to get into a political rant, but politics are hot today. You get your choice of Romney or Obama. Oh, boy, there's your choice. But the problem has been that people have not had a working basis of knowledge to do any comparative anything. So, you know, politically, meh. He made a good charge. He did a good run. He woke up a lot of young people. He hit colleges really hard. Now, is that wasted effort? Is that wasted energy? Is it just going to die of its own weight? No. We're literally in a battle to reconstruct. I'm not interested in revolutions. They're bloody. They're messy. They're hard on the furniture. And damn, you know, it interrupts things. I'm in for a peaceful, logical, real, not conspiracy-driven, reconstruction of the United States of America. It's as simple as that. We were once there. We proved it could be done. When people decide that they've had enough of this phony government and these Congress critters in Washington supposedly representing us, changes will be made. Their lives will be easier. We will go back to work. We'll start producing again. We'll have an honest money system. We won't have trade imbalances. We won't have the New World Order breathing down on us like some vulture over a carrion in a Texas desert. It just wouldn't happen. The people themselves are going to be the key to this.
Yeah. All righty. I think we have had an impact.
Paul, I'm on the air.
We're in a period of our history where the fundamental nature of information flow through society has changed. And it is as dramatic a change as when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing and made books affordable to ordinary people. And books and literacy were no longer the sole province of the ultra-wealthy elites. And it dramatically changed the face of civilization. Those institutions that could adapt and evolve to the new reality persisted. Those institutions that couldn't adapt went away. We're in the middle of a similar transition here right now, and Republic Broadcasting is part of that. We already know from the declining audience and ad revenues of the corporate-owned media, they have lost their chokehold on the flow of information reaching the American people. And, John, I hate to do this to you. We've got one more commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to want you to basically go over how the audience can help out Republic Broadcasting at this crucial, crucial time here. But, again, we have to make it happen. There's no hero out there. There's no Batman coming. There's no Lone Ranger riding over the hills. The cavalry is not coming. There's no divine savior who's going to come down and make life better. If we're going to have a better nation, if we're going to leave a better nation to our next generation, we must make it happen. Back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
How do we stop this evil from moving forward? Dehumanizing, or we're supposed to hate? How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return, and numbs us to the murder of innocence? As we try to run away from the constant nightmares of today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with John Stadmiller. And basically, we are at the point in history. We have a national economy that was transformed into a Ponzi scheme almost 100 years ago, designed to make the bankers insanely rich, but like all Ponzi schemes, it's on the verge of collapse. We have a government that, rather than admit they were wrong and corrupt to have gone into this model of a national economy, because let's face it, it makes about as much sense to have a banker in charge of the nation's economy as it does to have drug addicts in charge of our pharmacies. But rather than admit they were wrong to do so, we have a government that's ready to launch a new world war to prop up an already failed economic system. And we here in the alternative media at Republic Broadcasting are trying to get the message out to somehow stop this rush to a war that is going to kill millions, if not billions, of people, all for the sake of a pretty printed piece of paper. So, John, what can the people listening to this show right now, how can they help?
Well, I didn't cover the expansion thing. Give me 60 seconds on that.
Certainly.
We have finally done the model for the network. You're talking to half the state of Texas now. And okay. The reason you're able to do that is because we were able to go out and contract with a radio station to take the airtime over 24/7. Now, a lot of people that run networks, if they've got an affiliate program and they've got some programming an hour here, an hour there, they claim that's an outlet and isn't that grand. Well, it's only grand for that 1 hour, and most of the stations out there will not promote what we do because it's so foreign to them. So the trick that we have learned is go out, take over the radio station, put the message out continually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There are other avenues that we're working on right now. We're real close to inking a deal for not only shortwave for the entire United States, but halfway around the planet. This is another form of communication that we used to use years ago and quite successfully. It used to drive Southern Poverty Law and ADL up the wall because we were able to get on air and we weren't restricted to 100 or 200 miles if we were on a radio station. So we're moving ahead with the AM and FM. I want to move back into the shortwave. That audience was abandoned years ago with good sound programming. So what we're doing here is just equipment replacement, okay, for a network. Folks, you've never run a network. You don't know what it takes to run a network. I do. I've been doing this for a lot of years. This is my second network. My first go-around, and this is my second go-around. I learned all my mistakes the first time around, or a good majority of them. So what we're doing right now is doing this pledge drive. And I'm happy to report, Mike, that we were doing a pledge drive for $40,000. I'm happy to report today we're about there. We're at $32,000 and some change. We still need about $8,000. This pledge drive has been going on way too long. This equipment needed to be replaced. We were geared up and ready to go, and we just didn't have the means to do it. Your program, you've got an access box sitting in your studio right now. That's a Comrex box. That is voice over IP, but a dedicated service, not like Skype, not like what anybody else is used to in using communications with their computers. This is equipment that we need to have. We put an access box up at our satellite, our uplink system. That does away with about a $2,000 bill a month just for a T1 line to feed that uplink. So what we're doing is replacing equipment while all the while upgrading and then continuing to reduce cost. This is a must in this environment for any business. I don't care what kind type of business that you have. You have to be really stringent with the money that you have, the revenue that you have, and then still trying to improve the product. This is a higher wire act to begin with, and most people can't get their heads wrapped around it. But I'm here to tell you, we need that other $8,000 to continue to do the upgrades here and then move on past this to do what a network is supposed to do. Keep reaching more people. But we're here in the trenches trying to use the spit and chewing gum, putting things back together. There's an emergency every single day. We don't need this. We need to do what we are here to do, and that's to educate people. People like yourself, Michael, you got a few years under your belt. If you were a tree, you've got a few rings. But guess what you are? You're rooted deep, your branches are strong, and you're a beautiful creation. You're well-grounded. These are the type of programs that need to go out to the American people so they can hear. And a lot of them, Michael, for the first time in their lives, they can hear the truth. That is so important. So important. So we're doing this pledge drive. We need another lousy $8,000. Help us out. Call us here at the station right now, 800-724-2719. Or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. There's a big PayPal button right at the top. Be generous. We don't have long, folks, and if we don't get enough people engaged to push this monster back in the bottle from whence it came, guess what? We're the Thanksgiving turkey. Stick a fork in us because we are done.
All right. Well, John, thank you for spending time with us today here, and we are going to keep exhorting, entreating, begging, pleading, groveling before our listeners and readers for that necessary support. Don't think of it as a gift. Think of it as an investment in the future of the nation and the future of the world to make a better world to leave to our children.
Thank you, Michael Rivero.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds.
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli. Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Joel Wallach. Matt Stein. The Freeze Dry Guy. Missouri Storm Shelters. Jeff and Karen Olson.
And over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, there's kind of an interesting story developing right here in Hawaii. I'm trying to get our local network affiliates to pick up on the story or at least try and hunt this guy down. But it's a bizarre story involving the no-fly list and TSA and the Department of Homeland Security. So we have this guy named Wade Hicks. He's 34 years old. He's a U.S. citizen. He's a resident of Mississippi. And he gets on a flight to go down to Okinawa, where he wants to visit his wife, who's a Navy lieutenant over there in Okinawa. So he goes and he visits her, and that's just fine. And on the flight back, they stop in Hawaii to refuel. And he basically gets off the plane, and then when he gets back, tries to get back on the plane, he's grabbed. And that he's informed he will not be allowed on the airplane because he's on the no-fly list. Now, first of all, would have been nice to tell him that when he was still in Mississippi on his way to Okinawa. But now he's halfway home here in Hawaii, and he's not being allowed onto the flight back home. Now, this guy is not a terrorist. Okay, he's you know, he passed a TSA screening before. He's also passed a criminal background check and an FBI screening because he's got a concealed carry permit. He's got a transportation worker identification credential granted to him by the Transportation Safety Administration. He's held classified clearances because he's a contractor for the military. Passport's valid, has not been revoked. Why is he on the no-fly list? And it turns out it's because he has joined an organization for preppers, people who think that tremendous upheaval is coming to the country and they're prepping for it. It's not a revolutionary movement. They're not calling for the, you know, execution of government officials. They just are saying we have to make ready to take care of ourselves in the event the government collapses, which is a very real possibility. So because he's a member of the Mississippi Preparedness Project, he's on the no-fly list. Now, it's not illegal to be a prepper. But the FBI has been cracking down on preppers because, obviously, they no longer believe they can trust the U.S. government. So the FBI in this crackdown, they're the ones acting illegally. So now we have this guy. I'm trying to find him, see if I can get him on the show. His name is Wade Hicks. He's here in Hawaii, and he can't leave because he's on the TSA no-fly list because he belongs to this Mississippi Prepper organization. And if he had been caught with a bomb and a clock, yeah, maybe. Or if he had a NATIS number, which means he's being tracked for drug smuggling, yeah, maybe. But this guy hasn't done anything wrong at all. He's got security clearances. He's got authorizations from TSA regarding transportation. He's a military contractor, and they grab this guy here in Hawaii and say, you can't go any further. You know, go down to the beach and carve coconuts for the tourists or something if you need to eat. But you're not allowed on the plane because you have lost faith in the U.S. government. You no longer believe the government will last forever and take care of you. Burn the heretic. Burn the heretic. Amazingly. And then people wonder why we have no respect for the TSA and Department of Homeland Security. And no trust and faith in the government. Going to take a phone call. Rich in New York. Aloha, Rich. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha. I just want to get a little off topic, but something pretty important. RBN's going through a donation, support time right now for people to call in. And from what I understand, you guys are pretty close to reaching that goal of $40,000. I just made a donation. But what I'd like to say is, you know, there's a lot of lists out there online, a lot of things people are looking up so they can prepare, a lot of people getting prepared, and at the top of that list is usually, you know, gold, guns, food, all of the most necessary stuff. But I got to tell you, the one thing I don't see on the list, the one thing that I think is very important, support this radio station if you want to know what's going on, so that way you could prepare for the best and prepare for the worst. You got to be able to hear what's going on. Support the radio station. That's all I got to say.
Well, thank you very much for your donation, and it is good advice. Everybody should have a radio, including shortwave and amateur bands, as part of their survival kit. Through the contact with some organizations for ham radio operators, I'm going to start getting my ham license, and then we're going to try and see if we can get put together a transmitter. So in the event the internet is taken down by the government, we're going to continue to put out our message on shortwave over RBN. Here in Hawaii, we're going to be broadcasting on the amateur bands, just anything to keep those messages going out about what's really going on out there. We know the government lies to us about everything. We have that whopper about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. They're now finally getting around to admitting that they've known for 16 years the world was not getting any warmer, but they went on lying to you about it to get your money and your obedience. There's hardly anything coming out of this government that's true. There's nothing coming out of the corporate-owned media that's true except the sports scores and the weather, and they're not very good on the weather. And we're seeing this excessive abuse of authority, like this story about Wade Hicks. He's not doing anything suspicious. He goes from Mississippi to Okinawa to visit his wife. What's wrong with that? She's a U.S. Navy lieutenant. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing suspicious. He's flying back home, and he makes the mistake of getting off the plane while it's being refueled here in Hawaii. And then he's not allowed back on because he has lost faith in the U.S. government by joining a prepper organization. If you're a prepper, it means you have lost faith. You no longer believe in the almighty government. And of course, none of us do. We're all heretics right now. We're money junkie heretics. We're Washington, D.C. heretics. There's nothing unusual about that. It's not a crime. In fact, the opinion that the government cannot be trusted and is probably going to collapse pretty soon qualifies as protected political speech under the First Amendment to the United States of America. So this idea that the government is cracking down on the preppers, you know why they're cracking down on the preppers? Because if there is a crash, they want everybody scrambling and desperate. Please give me some food. I'll give you my child for the war. I'll give you all of my silver and gold. I'll give you my guns. Just give me a Big Mac for tomorrow. Preppers, people who are prepared to deal with a prolonged period of difficulty, are not going to be manipulated. It's going to be harder to get them to go along with whatever the agenda of the carpetbaggers is going to be. And there'll be no end of them. They really will. So we're trying to hunt this guy down. I'm trying to get some of the local TV news to cover this. And because it's a huge abuse. And, of course, around here, everybody already hates the TSA because they destroyed our tourism. And I remember when my wife and I moved here all these many years ago to work on Final Fantasy. And the first week we were here, the company put us up in Waikiki. Very nice hotel. And we were walking around Waikiki, and it was just alive and vibrant and just all this energy and all these wonderful places. And you go down there now, the local media is still saying, oh, yes, our tourism is okay. But you walk down there, it's almost a ghost town. Nobody wants to go through TSA to get here or to leave. They're all taking their tourism dollars down to Mexico or other countries where you don't have this crotch-grabbing, laptop-dropping, Nazi Gestapo kind of stuff going on. And this latest example with this Wade Hicks is absolutely perfect. This guy has done nothing at all to warrant being treated like this. Except join an organization that is saying we need to be ready to survive without the government. Do you know why this organization was formed? Because they watched what happened during Hurricane Katrina, when the government wasn't there to take care of people. The government's just gone completely off its nut here. Anyway, thanks to Rich for your donation and for your kind words about that here. Now, interesting little story. The United Nations runs schools for Palestinian refugees in a lot of countries, including Jordan. The Jordanian teachers working at the UN schools for Palestinian refugees are saying they refuse to teach the Holocaust to their students because the UN mandates that. Yes, we'll set up a school and everything, but you give the kids the Holocaust, they got to know that. And the Jordanian teachers are saying no, because first of all, too much of that Orthodox story has already been proven to be completely false. Second, the Holocaust is used as political justification for everything that has been done to the Palestinians. Why should we brainwash the Palestinian children to say, oh, I guess Israel has a reason for doing all of this? That's like going to schools in the antebellum South and telling them they have to teach, you know, the black children that slavery is okay and normal and this is the way it's supposed to be. That it is that outrageous. By the way, interesting little piece of news, not getting a lot of coverage. The so-called demographic bomb in Israel has exploded. As of right now, Jews in Israel are a minority. They are outnumbered by the Arabs within their borders. So it really is an apartheid state with a Jewish minority controlling and abusing and exploiting an Arab majority. We're there. It's an apartheid state, just like South Africa was. Let's see what's going on here. We put up this rather interesting list. The top 100 banned and challenged books from 2000 to 2009. Ironically enough, entry number 69 was Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 459. Let's see. The Guardian, there were reports in the British media saying The Guardian was going to shut down its paper print edition. They've now come out and denied that. But obviously, again, the corporate-owned media is in dire straits. people are turning away from the corporate media because they're tired of being fed an unending line of propaganda and bovine excrement. That's why they're coming over here to Republic Broadcasting. As that earlier caller mentioned, we know that the conservative radio, Clear Channel, they're losing ad revenues, they're losing audience. We're not seeing the ad revenues come over here to the alternative media. And there's a lot of politicking going on over there. Again, as John was referring to, we have Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL that are constantly running around to advertisers and saying, don't advertise on this station. Don't advertise on any station that challenges the orthodox view of what's going on. So there's a lot of political interference. We've unfortunately, and I feel really bad about this, we have discovered that my wife's music has met opposition with choirs and publishers, not because it's not good music, but because they're getting phone calls. You can't program her music. It's anti-war. That's basically all she writes these days, is anti-war. You can't program that music. You know, Clear Channel actually has a ban list. If you ever wonder, if you're listening to Clear Channel radio stations, why you're not hearing some of those wonderful anti-war songs that were coming out in the 1960s, they're on the ban list. You are not allowed to hear these songs. They might give you bad ideas, yes? We only want music that will be product placement and get you to buy the latest fashion. And if there's something with artistic merit, it's got to be about the greatness of America and the vanquishing of our foes and blah, 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 blah. Like this new movie Argo, which is just a very thinly veiled attempt to replay the Iranian Revolution and how much they hate America. Well, they had reason to. They had a lot of reason to hate America. They really did here. Now, getting on to the GMO controversy, a rather interesting little story has come out. Before that French report came out about rats who were fed on GMO corn and developed massive tumors and died early, there was a very hastily thrown together report out of Stanford University claiming that organic food and genetically modified food were identical. There was no difference between them. And almost immediately it came under criticism because the criteria for the comparison was very obviously cherry-picked to constrain the comparisons to those areas where the GMO had no effect. Well, the New York Times has now come out and officially admitted that this Stanford organic food study was flawed, and they've apologized for running it. And again, this is the mighty Monsanto flexing its monetary and political power to conceal the fact that a lot of the products they sell are not very good, but they're highly profitable. Now, getting back to the story about the contaminated medications coming out of the New Hampshire Compounding Company, I think is what it's called, or New England Compounding Company, more drugs are now known to have been contaminated by the fungal meningitis. And as of the last word, apparently criminal investigators from the Food and Drug Administration are now at the New England Compounding Center in Framingham, Massachusetts. As of today, they're going in, they're starting to look around and find out what the heck happened where so many of their medications were contaminated with this fungal meningitis and how many people have been exposed. Don't know what the incubation time is. Anything that's fungal, it's a very slow-acting infection. If you've gotten some of these back pain medications or some of these other medications are contaminated, you may not yet know that you are in a world of hurt. A lot of people sick, been quite a few deaths, and it just underscores the fact that because the sole goal is money, 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 that they're shortcutting quality control here. And yes, the FDA in this election year is going to go in and slap these people around, but they've fallen for that whole fireman mentality, where after there is a disaster, they're going to rush in and act heroic and say, yes, we're here to do our job. Actually, no, your job, FDA, was to prevent this from happening in the first place. You screwed up. You dropped the ball. Now you're going to rush in front of the press cameras and act like you're dealing with a situation that wouldn't be a situation if the FDA had been maintaining its proper role of oversight. So they want to be firefighters and go in and rush and deal with the emergency. You know, that's not their job. It's like every time there's one of these disasters and the relevant federal agency will rush in and say, we've got to do more and we've got to do this. No, your job was to keep these things from happening in the first place. The FDA was supposed to prevent E. coli outbreaks and contaminated medicines. Same thing with the U.S. Department of Agriculture is supposed to guarantee food safety, not climb into bed with Monsanto and try and convince us that these genetic Frankenfood monstrosities are okay to eat. The job of the Securities and Exchange Commission was to prevent Bernie Madoff from screwing his investors in the first place. The job of the Minerals Management Service was to go down to the Deepwater Horizon and say, hey, you guys had better get the maintenance done on that blowout preventer. Speaking of which, they've now got an ROV down on the floor of the Gulf of Mexico near where all this oil is starting to appear. And we're not getting a live real-time video feed like we did the last time. But the concern is that the whole top of that Macondo oil and gas structure dome may have been damaged during the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Probably shouldn't have drilled into it in the first place because of the pressures that we saw. It may be cracking and fracturing and getting ready to really let go. And if it does, obviously going to be miserable, miserable time for anybody in or near the Gulf of Mexico. Because we're talking oil, we're talking methane blowout, but they got an ROV down there. They're going to take a look. Whether they'll tell us what they find honestly and accurately is anybody's guess, but at least they're down there realizing we got to look. We'll be right back.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, there's kind of a weird story coming out of Germany. Apparently over there, Kraft Foods has a factory, and they've had an accident where some of the workers accidentally poured nitric acid into a tank of sodium hydroxide. Now, putting the story on hold, that kind of makes me wonder, what is in Kraft Foods that they're using those kind of chemicals? Anyway, the resulting accidental reaction, they had to evacuate the building and the surrounding neighborhood because the gases produced when you mix nitric acid with sodium hydroxide are highly toxic. So it's been this major industrial accident. But again, raises a question, in a factory that makes food, okay, what is the nitric acid and sodium hydroxide being used for? Ooh, yummy. I got to tell you, go back to the local farmers markets. No more packaged foods. Claire and I already do that. We don't get anything that's already pre-made food anywhere. We get the raw components. We cook it ourselves. And we're getting more and more vegetarian. We're eating rye bread because a lot of the wheat in wheat bread is also genetically modified. Health concerns coming out of that. Alrighty, so let's see. We already talked about the ROV. Interesting story. Getting back to Louisiana, as you know, that sinkhole is getting larger and larger, but there's been another incident all the way out in the northwest of the state where basically something was exploding. There was a flash in the sky, a loud boom, and it shook homes about 11:40 p.m. Monday in northwest Louisiana. It was initially reported as an explosion at Barksdale Air Force Base. Now they're saying, oh, it was just a meteor. Okay, the National Weather Service originally reported it was an explosion of munitions at Camp Minden. Now they're saying, oh, it was a meteor because somebody saw something in the sky that was green and weaving back and forth, which meteors don't fall like that. And the reason I mention this at all, because things blow up on military bases all the time. In fact, there was a huge ruckus just down here at Pearl Harbor this morning when I was getting ready to do my work on whatreallyhappened.com. But apparently, the Department of Homeland Security and state authorities have issued an immediate ban on all open fires in that same region. No campfires, no trash fires, nothing like that, no explanation. Just ordered immediately. Methane blowout, something in the air that could catch on fire, I don't know. By the way, speaking of meteors, if you are a meteorophile, we are in the Orionid meteor shower. It's the debris from Halley's Comet. Last 5 years, it's been getting more and more spectacular. Peaks this Saturday. Mark your calendar. It's free. You can watch the meteors for free. They haven't figured out a way how to charge for that one yet. I thought I heard the music there for a second. I got another minute here to go. Oddly enough, they've had an earthquake up in Boston, felt in Maine. Earthquake actually in southern Maine, and it rattled Boston. That's kind of unusual there. They don't get those things. That happened 7:12 p.m. last night. We'll be back after station identification.